So I just watched three situations during the holidays. Three separate situations, all drama, all because of the holidays. He said, she said. They said, we said. The lies, the gaslighting, the games. All because of the holidays. This wouldn't have happened if it wasn't for the holidays. Everybody's in their own little drama box, and they don't even know they're the cause, you know. One said this, no, another one said this, no, another one said this. He said, she said, we said, they said. Police was called. You'll never find the whole truth. You'll never find. What's it say in the Bible? Running from house to house, speaking things they ought not. It's so obvious, not even funny, that we're dealing with unsaved, lost, hell-bound, demonic people controlled, taken captive at will by the devil, and they don't even know what they're doing. They're AI robots, and they cannot stop. And if you're married to one of these, kick them out of your house, because they're not going to change. They're going to almost, they might get you killed. Be honest with you. These are the kind of people who might get somebody in a fight, you know. It gets so bad that brothers and uncles and dads and cousins want to fight the other person of something that never even happened. And the person who's guilty is sitting back there trying to look like an angel. The devil wears Prada. The devil wears Prada. The devil wears a red dress. Don't think it ain't so. The Bible says in Proverbs, just like you remove the wood from the fire goes out. So you remove the one causing the strife, and the strife ceases. It's really a trip, to be honest with you. To actually see it playing out in three different situations. The chaos in three different situations. As an observer looking in, it's like, Apostle Paul knew what he was talking about, people. If you hate the Apostle Paul, you'll never get anywhere. You'll never find the truth. You can't hate the Apostle Paul and find truth. Running from house to house, speaking things they ought not. Hello. You're doing it, books, because you're talking about it, but I'm not using names. I'm not telling you situations. I'm not telling you who's, where it's even at. I'm just observing it. This is an object lesson for your benefit. Remove the fire, remove the wood, and the fire goes out. Remove the scorner, and the chaos goes away. Birds of a feather flock together. Birds of a feather flock together. If a person can't be peaceful with a roof over their head, some food in their belly, and some clothes on their back, something wrong. It's a demonic spirit. If a person has a roof over their head, clothes on their back, food, a steady flow of sustenance, and they're still not happy, something wrong. Something's bad wrong. I don't know about y'all, but I got enough things to keep me busy. If I'm not working or cleaning or remodeling or painting or building, I'm studying the etymology, or I'm studying some kind of new concept, or I'm studying some kind of lie the system on the news is trying to promote, so I can counteract it with biblical truth. How many times have you heard the new world order is going to be here next year? It's already here, people. That's how they fool you. It's already been here. And the ones who say it and speak it the loudest, they're part of it. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. So anybody saying, the new world order is on the way, it's already here. It's always been here. It's never not been here. The AI robot's taking over. The AI robot's always been here. It's the flesh mind. It's the machines. It's idolatry. What are they going to do with the AI robot? They're going to worship it. American Idol. They want to be worshipped. The movie stars. The only reason a movie star will rise up and be seen or be promoted is because a lot of people end up worshiping that singer or that actor. And then when their day is over, somebody else rises up. Gaga's gone. Rihanna's gone. Taylor Swift, she'll be gone. She will be gone. What's that other lady's name that's supposedly Kardashians. They'll be gone. Nobody will remember them. Queen of England, gone. King of England, gone. People don't care about. There'll be a new one that comes on the scene. They'll be worshiping a boxer. Tyson is gone. Sad Guru's gone. Joe Rogan's gone. There'll be a new one that rises up on the scene. A new idol. You really think Joe Rogan has something good to say? I don't think so. He don't even know the book of Proverbs. He don't even know what Proverbs is, probably. Well, how do these people make all this money? Because they sold their soul to the system. How are you going to rise up in the devil's system? Drama. How you gonna rise up in the devil system? Drama. I think if I just talk monotone from now on, that should weed out the agents. Because if you talk in drama and get all emotionally excited about something, then people show up on the scene. But if you talk monotone, not many people will be around, only the ones who want the truth. Think about how these preachers get you all stirred up, especially the Pentecostals. They try to get you all stirred up in your emotions to draw you back, because it's an addiction. They want you to be addicted to them with the, what's that word they use? Dopamine. Dopamine addiction. TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, dopamine. We got to get that addiction, that sugar addiction, that dopamine addiction. I was talking to an Uber rider the other day, before the holidays, and we had a long talk. She was Chinese, but she spoke good English, and we were talking about. She admitted that. I said something about, well, if he's jealous, she said, he's not the one jealous, I am. I said, well, at least you admit it. That's step one, you admit it. That's pretty good. That's pretty amazing that you can admit it. And I said, it's all about your identity. It's all about your identity. If a person's causing you to question the relationship, maybe they are the problem. But I said, it's just an addiction. I said, what you're talking about, what you're telling me is just an addiction. She said, I know, but how do I stop it? Finally, at the end, I said, you'll figure it out. The fact that you admit it and you know it's an addiction and it's not even real, you'll break that paradigm eventually. You'll work your way out of it. It's not even real. It's just an addiction. Addictions are not real. It's fake reality. I gotta have this, whatever it is. I gotta have this love. I gotta have this candy. I gotta have this relationship. You don't have to have anything except for God. If you got God, you don't even need to live. If He takes you out. Absent from the body, present with the Lord. What do you gotta have? You gotta have some water. You gotta sleep. You gotta have some bread and water. You don't have to have anything else. God. Yeah, everybody's been abused in the system. We've all been abused. But if you're gonna live in that kind of mindset, you'll never break the cycles. Everybody's been lied to, everybody's been gaslight, everybody's been abused, if not by your mom or your daddy or your spouse or your kids or your grandparents, the system's lying to you. You believe lies. The American dream. Look at the inflation. Everybody I talk to is struggling. Where's the American dream now? Where's it at, people? Work harder. Well, the harder I work, the more they devalue the dollar. Work harder. Well, every time I work harder, they devalue the dollar. Work harder. You're not hearing me. The harder I work, the more they devalue the dollar. Work harder. The harder I work, the more things go up. Work harder. What are you going to do? Work 80 hours a week? Just sleep and work. Most people don't know how to invest. Most people don't know how to run a business. Most people don't know how to, they weren't taught. And it's hard to learn. There's a lot of life lessons you got to go through, you know? Most people were not taught by their mama or their daddy how to run a business. They just never were taught. They'll never know. It's a devil system. The only thing I can tell you, learn to do some fasting and praying. Say, God, I can't understand what's going on. Give me, make a way of escape. See what he does. Lord, this is crazy. This is crazy town. I need a way of escape. And I don't trust man. I don't trust the stock market. I don't trust the gurus. I don't trust the preachers anymore. I just want to go to God. Lord, I need a way of escape. I've listened to all the advice, as many as I can, and no relief. So, Lord, how do I make it through this insanity? Go to God, see what he says. It's funny how everybody's going into gold, it looks like now. Gold prices went up and the value of the dollar is going down. But the fact that more people buy gold is taking money out of the system, which rebalances the equation. The more money you store somewhere else, it takes it out of the system. It's a catch 22. And then when it takes it out of the system, it causes a inversion of some kind, because I've been studying it for the last 30 days, all these different economists. And then they have to print more money because everybody's storing their money in gold and they print more money. And it just keeps the seesaw just keeps happening, you know. It just keeps going.